With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump paid his respects during the return of the three Americans who were killed in Syria over the weekend. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president stood on the tarmac at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware for the dignified transfer of two Iowa National Guard members and a U.S. civilian interpreter. The commander-in-chief was joined by his Pentagon chief and other dignitaries for the solemn ritual. The president met privately with grieving families before the transfer cases, draped with the American flag that hold the soldiers' remains, were carried off the C-17 military aircraft. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Senate has given final passage to an annual military policy bill that will authorize $901 billion in defense programs. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio that the U.S. must boost its military spending to counter increased international threats.
We're fighting on three fronts, China, Russia, and ongoing Middle East threats. The priorities in the president's new national security strategy, nuclear modernization, a must, given what China is doing, advanced munitions, shipbuilding, AI-enabled defense capabilities, missile defense, and, of course, the hardening of the Pacific posture to counter the Chinese aggression.
The annual National Defense Authorization Act also raises troop pay by 3.8%. A federal appeals court says the National Guard deployment in the nation's capital can continue for now. The decision Wednesday stays a lower court ruling that had ordered an end to the troops' presence. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 228 points today. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington has some Christmas facts.
According to Lifeway Research, 91% of Americans say they will be celebrating on December 25th, although it's not clear that all of them understand what it is they are celebrating. Lifeway reports 72% of poll respondents believe that Christmas commemorates an actual historical event, but less than 1 in 4 say they could retell the Christmas story from memory. The YouVersion Bible app says a lot of people are reading the Christmas story this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Leading Jewish groups in the U.S. are urging all Jewish organizations to ratchet up security at public events following the mass shooting attack on a Hanukkah celebration on a beach in Australia. Some experts advise that all Jewish public events in coming days should be open only to people who've been screened after they pre-register. Meanwhile, Jewish leaders worldwide say they're going ahead with menorah lightings. This is SRN News. AI stocks are again a drag on Wall Street, as we hear from Seth Sutel.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. More drops for AI stocks dragged Wall Street to its worst day in almost a month. The S&P 500 fell 1.2% Wednesday. That was its fourth drop in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 228 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 1.8%. Slightly more stocks rose than fell in the S&P, but they got drowned out by drops for companies in the artificial intelligence industry. NVIDIA sank 3.8%. Oil producers jumped along with the price of crude following President Donald Trump's latest escalation against Venezuela. ConocoPhillips rose 4.6%. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.